The guards I find it quite strange they decided to fire four people when they had such a great year. Cutting costs while increasing profits, maybe. I agree completely. I never got any indication during our meetings that they were doing poorly. Last I checked, matter of fact, they had a 43% increase in profits. Who knows? I was never quite fond of the man running that company. Always struck me as kind of an unreliable employee. I'm not really sure why we even signed a contract with them. Oh. Did you get the files I sent over this morning? Amazing. I need you to look at them. Just give me a moment. Excuse me, I didn't order this. Well, who ordered it then? Okay, the young man over there. I see. Well, thank you. My apologies. Where was I? Right, yes, it would be preferable to have the files checked and corrected by Monday morning. Amazing. Okay, see you then. Have a wonderful weekend. Hello there, young man. I didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted to thank you for the drink. And I must say, I am a little impressed. An Irish coffee, definitely one of my favorites. Mind if I sit down? My oh my, it has been a hectic week. Employee relations meetings. Board meetings. Meetings about meetings. Utterly boring if I have to say so myself. Oh. What is my job? Well, I run an IT company. We specialize in security and mostly work with companies nationally. Though recently, we have branched out to other countries too. Truth be told, it's an incredibly dull job. But it does keep the lights on. Well, more than them, but you know what I mean. Goodness, my apologies. I haven't even told you my name yet. My name is Mila. It's wonderful to meet you, young man. No, I still have to admit, you look awfully young. Are you even allowed to be in here? Oh, take it as a compliment. You probably look 25 when you're 50. Didn't your mother ever teach you that it's rude to ask a lady her age? Oh, darling, I'm only teasing. But if you really want to know, you'll have to get a few more of these of me. How about you? Are you working or going to college? Okay, what do you study? I see. So, how are you finding life on campus? Not partying too much, I hope? I remember saying the same thing every time someone asked me. We actually handed out a few scholarships this year to 10 students, I believe it was. Feels kind of necessary, considering that we own the school and all. Yes, well, I say we, but technically, it's me that owns it. But don't tell anyone. So, where are your friends? I noticed, actually, that you've been sitting here for a while. Alone? Seriously? A college student alone on a Friday night? Well, now I can certainly say that I've seen it all. That must have been why you bought me a drink. Hoping someone will talk to you? Well, how about this? I have a proposal for you, darling. We can go back to my place and continue this conversation there. Honestly, I was getting ready to leave soon anyways. And seeing as you're here at the bar and not at home studying, I take it then you don't have anything important to do. Wonderful. I'll just finish this drink and meet you outside. It's chilly outside. Oh, no thank you. You really are a gentleman, but no, thank you, though. I don't need your coat. Come on, darling. The limo's over here. Yes. I don't usually like using it like this, but my father convinced me to use it for today. Thank you, dear. Don't worry about James. The window's rolled up, so he can't hear us. I do love driving like this, though. Maybe not in this kind of car, but at night, looking at all of the city lights, it's almost hypnotizing. I really love this city, and as much as I complain, I did grow up here. I moved away, and I moved back. A lot of good memories. And some bad ones. But I always miss it when I'm gone. I always think about it. But that's what makes it home, right? Sorry about that. I just got lost in my head a little over there. Ramblings of an old woman, am I right? Really? My, oh my. You're just the sweetest thing, aren't you? Dear, I must say, for a handsome young man as yourself, you're awfully timid. Is something wrong? Let me see your face. Do you wish to go home, darling? Please, use your words, dear. None, please. At least do me a courtesy of looking me in my eyes, at least. You're getting quite the expensive ride after all. Do you have much experience talking to girls at all, sweetie? Oh, I'm not judging you, honey. You just seem very nervous, is all. You're not going to anger me or put me off by not liking my favorite brand of champagne, you know? So, don't be so timid. It almost feels like I'm talking to myself. I'm pretty. Truly adorable. Oh my god. That look on your face is truly precious. What? I can't give a sweet young man as yourself an innocent kiss on the cheek. I see that, baby. You can't hide that smile from me. Yeah, comfy, honey. It's a little ways until we're at my place. Here we are. Home sweet home. How are you, wine? Do you prefer red or white? White it is. Well, care to join me on the couch? Cheers, honey. 1811. Chateau de Yoakum never gets old. Oh, what's wrong? Are you okay? Oh, the wine? Dear, I wouldn't offer it if I couldn't afford it. Trust me, I have more bottles of the stuff than I could drink in a lifetime. Well, how is it? The wine? Yeah? Truth be told, I only serve it to impress. I'm not really into wine as much as I used to be. But every now and then, or with the right company, I don't mind a glass or two. Yes, it is a nice one, isn't it? I have a few more across town, but I like it best here. Big and spacious, but not too much. You should see my vacation house. I know, the views are to die for, isn't it? I can get lost looking out there in the summer when the sun is just over the city skyline. In the fall when the leaves bring more color. And my favorite, winter, left the snow like a thin blanket over all of the buildings, all of the Christmas lights, music, and the overall feeling is just so calming. See something that you like? Did you move here for school, or did you also grow up here? Moved for school. I thought so. Well, I had figured, since you weren't too familiar, considering the bar you're at. I like a little shoddy bar, like the one we met at. Feels a little bit old school. Oh, but don't get me wrong. A fancy restaurant is nice too. But from time to time, I also enjoy the more simple places too. They usually aren't as packed. Though, you might not have the best economy either to go somewhere more expensive, being a college student and all. Yeah, I'd thought so. Do you work as well? My, oh my. Sounds like you have quite a lot on your plate. Weekends must be a blessing for you. I tend to take them for granted these days. You work weekends too? If only my employees were as hardworking as you. No, it's sad to hear how busy you are when you're so young. I used to work a lot more, sure, but these days I'm mostly stuck in meetings or answering emails. Terribly dreadful, but I shouldn't complain. After all, I got what I wanted and more. I worked really hard to get here. Why a sudden interest in my private life? Oh, you don't need to apologize. No, I don't have any children or a husband, if that's what you're worried about. Would I like to someday? I'm not sure. I don't mind the idea of having children. But I don't think I'd need them to be happy. My sister has a couple. Twins. They're adorable, of course. She talks to them like they're devils. But whenever I have watched them, they've been nothing but funny little rascals. Someday, maybe. Marriage? Actually, I was going to at one point. But I don't know. It didn't feel right. I kept asking these questions. Is this the person I want for the rest of my life? Can I trust him to always be there for me? Can I always be there for them? You know what I mean. I didn't love him. Nor I thought I did. But the more I thought about him, the more we drifted away. Oh. A lifetime ago, honey. Marriage was something I was neither ready for or wanted. It was more of a move to get the parents off my case. But then I realized that I don't live my life for them. I shouldn't just give myself to someone who might not even appreciate me. I want someone to love and be loved by in return. Someone who will always be there for me. It's a sacred thing, marriage. You know, if I never married, I wouldn't be upset. It simply means that I didn't meet the one. I would have been sad, but I believe that I still would have done great things in my life. Experienced so much, traveled, built a $1 billion business, helped by my community, I would have been satisfied. I'm wise? Oh, dearie, no. You just learn to not make as many mistakes as you get older. Thank you, no. Okay, enough of my interrogation. How about yourself? Do you have a girlfriend? Or any kids? I hope not, considering how young you are. What? You wanted to know that about me? Fair is fair, right? Well, I figured that you wouldn't have kids, but no girlfriend? How's that possible with how handsome you are? Not to mention how nice you are. No, honey. That's not all there is to it. If I cared much about height or weight, then why would I talk to you then? Sure, some people care about their partner's height and physical appearance. But to be honest, I'm kind of past it. I guess it just comes with my age at this point. I will admit, though, I cared more about it before. But in the end, I realized that it was more of a hurdle than anything else. Anyone with a great personality can get in shape and look good. But someone with a bad personality and good looks won't ever change who they are. I burned myself on that one too many times. Oh, no, sweetie, I'm not calling you ugly. I'm just saying that if you're not happy with your appearance, there are plenty of ways to change it. For example, a simple haircut goes a long way. Eating a little healthier and hitting the gym a few times a week. It's incredible how much can change inside you both, physically and mentally. Exactly. See? You understand. Nonsense. You're far from ugly. I actually think you're quite cute. I'm not your mother. It's not my job to say that. And I really mean it, sweetie. Oh, thank you. I didn't just get this body in 1 year, though. I've been exercising for as long as I can remember. But anyone can do it. If you want to, I'm sure I could clear my schedule and we could work out together sometime. Sure. And if you don't want to go to a public one, we have one in the basement here. No one ever uses it besides me anyways. So, it's a deal then. And no pressure. We'll go easy the first time. Hey, are you feeling okay? Oh. Oh gosh, honey. Hey, what's wrong, baby? Are you not feeling well? Was it the wine? Feeling overwhelmed? Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry to hear that. Here, come here. There, you can cry. I won't judge. There you go. It's okay, I've got you. Do you want me to have taken you home? You don't need to be here any longer if you don't want to. Of course you can stay. I'd feel terrible either way, sending you home crying. Here, let me wipe those tears. Pretty eyes, honey. I hadn't completely noticed until now. Oh. You look so sad now. Do you want to talk about it? Something in particular bothering you? No, of course not. We don't need to talk about anything you don't feel comfortable about. We can stay here just like this until you feel better. I'll hold you right here until this nasty feeling passes. Yeah, I figured that was it. It sure sounds like you have a lot to deal with. Hectic school schedule. Working so much and for not enough? That sounds really hard, baby. But you're incredibly strong for managing. And thank you for letting me know. It's not always easy. Maybe even embarrassing. But you don't need to feel that way with me. I'll listen, and I promise I won't judge. Yes, darling, you can have another kiss on your cheek. Such a polite boy. And so handsome. All alone in this big, scary world. I take it you didn't mind it? Really? That was your first kiss? Oh, hair. I'm honored, baby. It's no small thing. I know that. So, thank you for letting me be your first. I just hope I haven't lost my touch. You adorable boy. I take it you've never had sex before either. It's okay if you haven't. I can be scary. Your first time. Maybe you don't want to do it unless you really care about the person. Plenty of people are like that. For a good reason. It's such an intimate thing. You're giving yourself to another person, after all. But if you're interested, I'd love to be your first, baby. I'm sure, honey. Don't worry. We'll go just the right pace for you. So, what do you say? Yeah? You're absolutely sure? 100%? Okay, baby. We can start with some more of this. That's it. Good boy. Stick your tongue out for me. Something poking me down there. Don't cover up, baby. Let me feel it. Stop it, honey. I don't care about your size, and neither should you. Just feel my hand and enjoy yourself. I want to do this for you. How about I go a little further? Use your words, sweetie. Good boy. Okay, baby. No. Get naked for me. No, don't worry. I'll get naked too. Just do it for me. There you go. That's a good boy. Oh, do make it a show for mommy, will you, dear? You heard me, baby. Go on. Give mommy a show. Look at them, body. You're just stunning. There you go. Drop the shirt. Yeah, now's the ends. Mommy's really proud, baby. You're doing such a good job. And now, the underwear. The bend over as you take them off. Oh, that's it. Good boy. My, oh my. Do a twirl for me, honey. Yes. Here. Come sit down on my lap. I'll get naked too. I promise. In due time. I want to focus on you first, okay? You'll get to see more of me sooner than you think. Hi. Oh, I could just eat you up, you know? You're so damn precious. I still can't believe you don't have a girlfriend. Or hell, even had sex. Almost. That makes an honest eater for me. Give me a moment, dear. Ta-da! I hope you like them. Oh, naughty boy! Let go, honey. Good. No, I'm not mad. You just surprised me, is all. I didn't expect you to dive in like that. It's okay. Stop apologizing. Now, ask me nicely. Good boy. There, that's better. Alright, go ahead. Touch all you want. But be careful. Not too rough now. That's nice. How did I feel, baby? Nice and soft? Yeah. You can keep touching. Sucking on them? I thought you'd never ask. Go on, pumpkin. Latch onto mommy. Oh, fuck. Wow. This feels great, honey. Oh, baby. Look at your face. You look absolutely adorable like this. And your cute arms are wrapped around so tightly around my waist. And there's no hiding your excitement either, baby. I can feel it, right? Against my stomach. That blush will never stop being adorable. It's alright, little boy. Mommy's not mad. I'm quite flattered. Would it be okay if mommy touched it? Thank you, baby. I'll be really gentle. You just keep sucking. And remember, give the other one some love too. There. Just to get my hand nice and slippery. I'll hold your hand to my breast of one hand. While I play with your beautiful cock with the other. Oh, fuck. Your cock is so precious. How cute. Who cares if it's small, baby? I think it's perfect. I felt you moan into my chest when I grabbed it. Baby, hey, look up at me. I want to do this for you. I want to make you feel so good. Will you let mommy do that for you? Thank you, honey. Now, just relax and enjoy. As I grip you with just the right amount of force and stroke you slowly up and just as slowly back down. Oh, you suck so hard when I reach your hand. You're doing just fine, sweetie. Just enjoy it. Mommy certainly is. What a good boy you are. I love the way you suck on my tits like that. You know, you really are such a good young man. I didn't say stop sucking. Good boy. Oh, you've been a gentleman today. Buying me a drink, offering me your coat, and opening the door for me. I don't think I could have called myself anything better if I tried. So, I have a little proposal for you, Pumpkin. You don't need to answer right now, but I thought I'd ask just so you can think on it. Would you like to be my sugar baby? Eyes like fish out of water. I mean it, baby. I would have no problem spoiling my little boy with whatever he wants. I meant what I said. I want someone to love and care for. And besides, who or what else am I going to spend my riches on? Yes, mommy? I love you already. I know, honey. I need to go a little slower so you can focus on what I'm about to say. I need something in return, you know? I need you. All of you. I need you to be mine. And at my beck and call whenever I need my sweet angel. I do have needs that often need to be met with no hesitation. I'm sure I probably caught you off guard in such a vulnerable state, but I just couldn't wait. And given how stressful your life seems, I thought you wouldn't be opposed to the idea. And, well, mommy is a bit different, but we can get to that later. Are you absolutely sure, honey? Then, it's decided. I'm your mommy, and you're my baby boy. And the first thing my good boy deserves is a little more speed. A little more lube. And a few good boy kisses. And just a bit more pressure on his wonderful cock. Such nipples, baby. Good boy. God, I never knew it would feel this good to have such a young, handsome man have such hunger for me, to want me, need me too much. I love it. And I love you, little one. I want to make sure your balls are completely drained before we go to bed, sweetheart. Don't worry, we'll work out the details of our arrangement tomorrow. Just feel me. Feel this moment, and feel my love for you. The sensation building in your chest and your stomach. Rising with every time I stroke up and down your shaft. It's glistening. So much in the light. I'd love to have a taste, but we have plenty of time, baby. Oh, I know, baby. Trust me, mommy will do lots of dirty things with you. But just as for tonight, No, baby. Remember, mommy's in charge. And this is what you get for being a good boy tonight. Don't spoil it. That's better. Good boy. Oh, you're so welcome, my little prince. Ah, you twitched a nut. Does mommy's little boy like that? As if you couldn't get any cuter. Okay, my wonderful little prince. Mommy's going to go a bit faster now. I'm going to bring you right to the edge, sweetie. Hold on tight to mommy and suckle. There you go. There you go. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You're sucking really hard, baby. It's okay. Just accept this pleasure. Give in to it, my friends. Feel and build and build. And before you come, say you'll be mine. Say I'm your mommy. Good boy. Here we go then, baby. Oh, fuck. Your moms. They're music to my ears. So slutty. A good boy. Such a good boy for me, aren't you? Are you close? Look up at me, darling. Are you close? Good boy. Now that's my little prince. Come. Come for mommy right now. Right now on my lap. Spurt all over my head and my tummy. Mommy doesn't mind. You have permission. Just let him wash over and take you. That's it. There you go. Let it all out. Come boy. Come boy. All over mommy's hand. Keep suckling. Oh, how you twitch and squirm. Mommy's got you. You taste divine, baby. What? Thought you'd only get a sweet drink tonight? No, it's okay. You can keep sucking. You deserve it. You did so well, pumpkin. Your eyes look a little droopy. That's okay. Close your eyes and drift off. Mommy's not going anywhere. I'll hold you all night. Shh. Don't worry about a thing. Just rest, my prince. I'll sort all of it out in the morning. There you go. I love you so much.